The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Let's talk today about Bugs Bunny. Although a Bugs-esque character appeared in a cartoon in 1938, Bugs, as we'd recognize him today, first appeared on July 27th of 1940 in a cartoon titled A Wild Hare. His character was well-received by children and adults alike. This, and the fact that his debut coincided with America's golden age of animation, helped secure his spot as one of Warner Brothers' main cartoon characters. During World War II, Bugs got another boost. Several Air Force troops, including the 380th Bombardment Group, chose Bugs as their mascot, and the Marine Corps designated him an honorary master sergeant. He starred in propaganda cartoons made specifically for American soldiers stationed in Europe, as well as government advertisements for wartime bonds. Bugs Bunny went on to star in 150 films, appear as the first animated character on a postage stamp, receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and be ranked number one on a list of the 50 greatest cartoon characters compiled by TV Guide. Although many have attempted to identify what sets Bugs Bunny apart from the cartoon crowd, perhaps the late Chuck Jones, the longtime writer and producer of Bugs Bunny, described it best. His daughter, Linda Jones Clow, told Smithsonian Magazine, "My father's attitude was that Bugs already existed, and they were just writing about him. He would come home in the evening and say to my mother, 'You won't believe what Bugs Bunny said today.' 'What do you mean?' she would say. 'You wrote it.' 'No, I discovered under the circumstances that this is what he would say.'" Whether Bugs Bunny was conceived as a rabbit or a hare isn't clear. Although the word bunny is part of his name, many of his cartoons had hare in the title, including Bill of Hare and Fallen Hare. Of course, that could be wordplay rather than scientific nomenclature. Before we hop to the wrong conclusion, let's take a look at some of the characteristic differences between rabbits and hares. Although rabbits and hares are all from the Leporidae family, They're classified under 9 different genera, 8 for rabbits and 1 for hares, and 53 species, 21 for rabbits and 32 for hares. And they start life in markedly different ways. Hares are pregnant for about 42 days and deliver fully developed newborns called leverets, while bunnies have a 30-day gestational period and give birth to kits that don't yet have fur or the ability to regulate their body temperature. Hares also have jointed skulls, unlike those of any other mammal. This gives them cranial kinesis, which means that their skull bones can move relative to each other in ways that humans, for example, can't. Our jaw is our only movable skull joint. Hares have an intracranial one that researchers think helps them distribute the impact of long-running leaps. Hares have longer ears and longer legs than rabbits, which seems to tip the scale in favor of Bugs Bunny being a hare. Hares look lanky in ways that rabbits, with their shorter ears and shorter legs, just don't. Also, hares are more likely to be gray in color, though hares and rabbits both come in a range of colors and patterns, from white to brown to black, with lots of gradients in between. Hares are also less social than bunnies. Hares don't hang out with their families, and by all accounts, neither does Bugs. But hares live completely above ground, whereas Bugs Bunny lives in a burrow, like a rabbit. And most bunnies create burrows or warrens in which they live and hide their young. There is one thing that could clear all this up: DNA analysis. Rabbits have 44 chromosomes, while members of the hare genus have 48. So, analysis of Bugs Bunny genetic material would wrap this up once and for all, except that he's not real. So, maybe, instead of splitting hairs over taxonomy, we should all just relax with a carrot or three and enjoy some classic cartoons. Today's episode is based on the article, "Is Bugs Bunny a Rabbit or a Hare?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.